All right, so
Blog
we have
Talk
another wonderful show set up for tonight. Super excited about the guest that we have on. Put up the Phil Collins. But I'm going to, I think Aaron's trying to call in right now, so let's see if we got him. Hello, Aaron, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Perfect, perfect. So we're just getting everything started, and I wanted to give everybody listening in a chance to introduce you and get you going. So tonight is a very special show. We definitely appreciate the time whenever we have a guest come into the BYGP locker room. Because it is time that they're taken away from something they could be doing with their family, or in Aaron's case, something he could be doing to get better in the classroom or on the football field. So we don't want to take for granted whenever we have somebody dedicate some time to the Before You Go Pro family. Tonight is a very, very special night because we have one of our own. We have a young man on the line tonight that has definitely paid his dues. He's living his dreams. You know, his family and everybody's just so excited and happy for him. And love to introduce Aaron Quiswell. How you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good, good. And once again, just appreciate you taking the time to talk to the kid tonight. We've been doing Before You Go Pro Locker Room, and we call our online radio show The Locker Room. We've been doing these sessions for almost 2 months now. And typically what we do, Aaron, is we do it twice a week, and one night we'll have a teaching point like The Blessing and Curse of an Ego or The Cost of Bad Judgment. And then the other night we'll have a guest, and tonight, for this week, you're our guest, and the kids are definitely excited to hear from you, and
okay.
We really appreciate the time.
Gotcha, no problem.
So let's get started. You know, obviously, you're a college man now, and you're out on your own, so you're somebody that, you know, I know you have to manage your time according to your schedule. Is nighttime usually a free time for you, or are you pretty busy at night?
Night times are a lot freer than the mornings and the daytime, or around the afternoon. Besides probably Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays are my long nights because I have study hall from 7 to 9, sometimes 7:30 to 9:30. So it ranges out every other week, but pretty much at nighttime are my free times.
And you're just working everything around football, huh?
Yeah, football in the classroom. You know, I wake up, I got weights in the morning, and then from there it's school. Then after that, like pretty much from around 2 to about 7 is all football meetings and practice and the whole shebang.
The whole thing. Well, let's start with kind of the beginning because, you know, a lot of the kids might not know exactly where you come from or what you've been through. And Aaron is somebody that I met almost, you know, probably about 7 years ago and was definitely a young athlete that caught my attention at the time. And let's talk about the start, man. So what high school did you go to?
I attended Archbishop Reardon High School in San Francisco, California.
Okay. And was there any particular reason why you and your family chose Reardon High School?
Honestly, to be realistic, my mom was the one who really pushed on Reardon. I was really intending on to attend Sacred Heart in San Francisco, but she got me to push for Reardon, so I ended up going there.
and lucky for Reardon, because that would have been a big loss if you would have went to Sacred Heart. So you chose Reardon High School, and Talk to me about your mentality, Aaron, going into Reardon High School. Did you know that you wanted to play sports in high school?
I definitely wanted to play sports. I've always been a kid who always been outside, wanting to, you know, be around people or play outside. I never really been in the home life like that. But I definitely wanted to play sports. I was a real big basketball player before then, and I really didn't start playing, like, organized football until Reardon. So that was kind of a real big step for me in that area. But, yeah.
Wow, wow. So no Pop Warner at all, no Little League football?
No Pop Warner, no Little League. I played in the streets a lot, but no real organized football, nothing with pads on or helmet, you know. So high school was a totally different thing for football for me. So.
Wow. And did you know that you wanted to try out for football when you were going into Reardon, or did somebody kind of put their arm around you and say, hey, come with me to the tryout?
Somebody actually put their arm around me. It was actually a man by the name of Jim Jones. I was sitting watching the tryouts because my cousin and everybody else were out there, and it was like Jim Jones walked up to me. He was like, "You're not going to play the sport?" And I'm like, "No, I'm a basketball player." And he was like, and then everybody was telling him like how good of an athlete I was. So he was like, "You might as well just go out there and, you know, try it out. You know, it's not going to hurt you. If anything, it's going to make you better." So I got out there, and I mean, now I look back and I say, "Hey, you know, it was a good thing that he told me, because I never would have knew the game of football if he was." Never did it really push me on to play the sport. So
I never knew that. So if you end up getting blessed to go to the NFL one day, Jim Jones may be looking for a check.
Yeah.
And I found this guy.
Right.
But that's the stuff. So, wow, so you were a basketball player and you were thinking that was going to be your claim to fame in high school. And then you kind of, on a fluke almost, tried out for the football team. Was football something that you liked right away, or did it kind of grow on you?
Football was it was a sport where I liked it, but I didn't really love the game until my junior year. Football was just a thing where I was fast and I was an athlete, so you know, that kind of put me over the edge as far as the freshman level, and then it carried on to my sophomore year, and I was around, you know, people like Darius Bell and Daniel Cannon who were there to egg me on and push me to do better, and then I excelled more my sophomore year, and then from there, around my junior year is when I actually started to love the game of football. I really started to, like, learn it and, you know, really, like, just from there, I just really started to excel and really, like, man, this is really a fun game to play. And ever since then, you know, I'm actually in love with, you know, with football. So
would you say, Aaron, that it was around your junior year that you kind of felt like I could do something with this sport, or I could make something happen?
Yeah, I definitely would say junior year is when I think not. Because I think a lot of people have saw the talent and thought I could do something earlier than that. But when I really realized was probably around my junior year, the beginning of my junior year, I think that was the kind of the starting point of everything.
Definitely. And we're getting a little feedback here, so hopefully everybody can hear us okay. And as I tell the Before You Go Pro kids, it doesn't really matter until you believe it. You know, everybody
right.
can see all the potential in the world in you, but when the switch comes on is when you, as the athlete, believe it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. So talk to me about Reardon High School. I know I'm alum of the high school, and the high school has had some highs and lows as far as winning and losing. When you were at Reardon, I know it was some of the more lean years, some of the years where there weren't as many wins on the scoreboard. Did that affect you as a player, or were you able to kind of stay upbeat and keep your spirits up?
It affected me to a certain standpoint. I don't think I've kind of always been a team player, so I mean the losing thing was it was a thing where like if we lost together, I was fine with it, even though I hate losing in anything I do. Like I hate coming in second place to anything, whether it's books, whether it's a sport, whether it's anything. Like I just hate losing, but I always felt like, you know, if we lost together and we lost in dignity, then I was somewhat all right with it. But like you said, Reardon had his high points and had his low points, you know. Freshman year coming in, you know, we only won a couple of games. But then once I moved up to varsity my sophomore year, that was like probably the best year in my high school ever, you know, going from winning, you know, football, going to CCS, the championship and winning it all, going for basketball, winning CCS, you know, and then going to NorCal, almost NorCal finals, and then going to track and, you know, excelling in that too and going to state. So, you know, like I said, it had its high and its lows, you know, but for the most part, I don't think losing really affected me just because I knew, you know, my work ethic, and I knew, like, if I gave my 100% eventually, like, you know, everything else will fall apart, and then the team, you know, can eventually start getting that feeling of, okay, we can win eventually if everybody does their 111. So that was my mindset.
Good point. I like that analogy, everybody doing their 111. So talk to me a little bit about you were somebody, and for those who don't know, I actually had the pleasure of coaching Aaron his sophomore year at Reardon High School, and he mentioned a couple players that were on that team. We had a pretty talented team that won a CCS championship. And Aaron was a kid that we pegged from the beginning as a rising star, somebody with potential to possibly go on and receive a college scholarship. And I only coached Aaron for 1 year, his sophomore year, and then I didn't coach after that. Started having babies, and you know how that is when the family grows. But didn't coach Aaron after that. But I always knew and kept my hands on Aaron and knew that he had the potential to be a big-time Division I-A recruit. Talk to me a little bit, Aaron, about your junior and senior year at Reardon. I know that you had some big aspirations and there were some schools looking at you. And talk to me about why some of those schools strayed away.
My junior year, coming into my junior year, around the Sacred Heart game, which is our arch rival, the school I wanted to go to until my mom decided to push me somewhere else to Reardon. But I ended up tearing my ACL and my MCL and having a bruised meniscus in my right knee. And that it really took a toll on me as, you know, an athlete. And from there, a lot of schools kind of just fell out the loop. You know, I was coming into my junior year, I was speaking with Notre Dame, UCLA, Arizona State, a lot of Pac-12 schools, a couple ACC schools, and that knee injury, it kind of, everything went downhill from there, I would say. You know, and I kind of lost my strength and my, like, will to really, like, get back, you know, into the whole football thing. I honestly thought it was over, you know, but, you know,
yeah.
From there, I kind of got back on my feet eventually and things started to head back in the right direction, so.
Well, talk to me about that, and I appreciate you sharing that with us because I know that was a trying time for you. That was a tough time for you when there was so much hope and to have that happen. But football, you know, injuries are a part of the game, and some of the kids that are on the line now and some of the kids that may hear this radio show once it's recorded may go through an injury. So talk to me about what helped pull you out of it. What helped tell Aaron that, you know what, I'm going to strip it on again and step it back up?
I would first have to say, like I said, previous and coming into this, was my junior year is when I fell in love with football. And my love for football didn't stray away, you know. So I kind of dig deep and was like, man, I like really love this game. Like, it's something that I love doing, like, you know, like, for some people play the game for different reasons, you know. Some people play it, you know, hoping that they'll get a shot at the NFL and they can, you know, eventually make some money. Some people play it because, you know, they want to take their family out to struggle or whatever you might have it be. But mine was because I really loved the game of football. And I think that was the point where I really started to realize, like, man, like, you know, this can be not only a shot to make it, you know, to play Division I ball and have my family not pay for my college. But, you know, I really love this game. And ever since then, you know, I kind of, you know, every day I start working a little harder. And then I think the support of my family was really big, too. You know, they, like, once I told them I wanted to play the game of football again, they stood behind me and they pushed me on. So I think that was, you know, and then plus the another reason was because a lot of people – said that I couldn't, and I took that, and I'm a firm believer of, you know, when people say you can't, then I love to test it, and I love to prove them wrong. So that was pretty much my main reasons of, you know, why I really came back and decided, like, hey, you know, because, you know, for one, I love the game, two, my family, you know, stood behind me, and three, you know, I love to prove people wrong when people say I can't. So that was really my main, you know, reasons for it.
Wow, so that's fabulous. I mean, so basically it was the love and the haters that got you to say, you know what, I'm going to strap it back up and I'm going to give it another shot.
Right.
There you go. So that's fabulous. So talk to me, I mean, because obviously you had a long road. You know, you had the knee injury. And all the colleges went away, and you were looking yourself in the mirror. And I know that you believed you were a Division I-A prospect, but there was nobody there. So obviously this took some faith on your end to really believe that you could still do it, huh?
Right. It took a lot of faith.
Wow. So I know that you can't see – the computer right now, and a lot of people that are listening in on this, they're listening in on a mobile tablet or their iPhone or their computer, and I put some slides up, some pictures of you, and then I have one slide that says the journey, and you definitely have had a journey to take hold of your dreams, and I know it started at Reardon, but talk to me a little bit about after Reardon. After Reardon, I know you didn't have the scholarships you wanted. And where did you chose to go after Reardon?
I actually chose to attend Hargrave Military Academy down in Chatham, Virginia. And that was a real – I would say, you know, because a lot of people ask me, like, why did you choose there? And it was a thing of, you know, I wanted to save my eligibility so I can – have as many years as possible to play at a D1 school. So I chose, Hargrave to go down there. And then, you know, I heard about the competition level. You know, everybody said that down south is where the real ballers are. So, you know, I wanted to see, you know, just how good I was. So, you know, I think it was, you know, it was a good experience for me, you know, going down there, seeing some of, you know, I honestly seeing some of the best athletes, you know, period, in you know, the country. One of them by the name of Martavis Bryant, who plays at Clemson right now, wide receiver. You know, Corey Crawford
definitely.
That plays at. No, say again.
I said definitely. I've seen Martavis.
Yeah, and it was a real shocking moment for me. But at the same time, I rose to the occasion because, you know, like I said, I hate being number two or number three. So I just, you know, watching him every day in practice, you know, I learned and took some of the things that he did great, and I added a little bit to my game, and I took a little bit of things from another receiver, and I added to my game, and, you know, so really, you know, it was a real good moment for me, I think, to really go down there and experience something different, you know, moved away from home for the first time, you know, went down there for a couple of months. So it was a really good, you know, feeling and moment down there. I didn't really like the military background aspect of it as a maturity level and growing and being an athlete. I thought that was a real good move for me, you know, even though it didn't turn out to what I wanted to be, but I think it helped me in the long run though. So
good point. So for those of you who don't know what Aaron chose to do, and this is a testament to his faith and his skills, when he graduated from Reardon High School, he didn't have a Division I-A offer, wanted a Division I-A offer, and still wanted 4 years of eligibility. So kids sometimes go to a prep school, a military school, where they can play for 1 year, get some more film, possibly get a scholarship, and save all 4 years of their eligibility. So that was what Aaron chose to do. Now, once again, unfortunately, we didn't have what we wanted as far as a Division I scholarship out of Hargrave, and you chose to go the junior college route, huh? Talk to me about the junior college you went to.
I attended San Mateo Junior College. They play in a great conference, probably one of the best conferences in NorCal, California. We played good competition. I felt like that was a good move for me, both academically and football-wise. I excelled in the classroom at San Mateo Junior College. This was actually my first time getting over a 3.0. I actually had a 3.5 at San Mateo Junior College.
Wow.
So I worked a lot. I worked a lot harder in the classroom. Big up to Sabrina Gore, who actually helped me out a lot in that area, which is my girlfriend. She helped me out a lot. We studied together. It was just a real blessing for me to go there, you know. And then football-wise was really big because, you know, I got down there, and like I said, I attended Hargrave. So the stuff that I learned at Hargrave, I brought that back to California. And from there, you know, I had my – not only did I still have my speed, but now I had some other, you know, things that I learned from out there, and I brought it back, and it just made me an overall better wide receiver. And from there, you know, I felt like San Mateo Junior College was definitely a great, you know, kind of the kind of turning point of my football career, you know, because I got back to doing the things I was doing at my high school years where, you know, I was breaking 70-yard touchdowns and, you know, I was making big plays, you know, small plays into big plays. So I think San Mateo Junior College was definitely a spot where I excelled a lot. You know, my first year there was a little slow, but coming back into my sophomore year, you know, I excelled a whole lot. And with me, you know, doing what I did in the classroom, both, you know, in the classroom and on the football field, at the end of the day, school saw what I did, and they finally started coming my way. So, you know, I think San Mateo Junior College was definitely a big turning point in my life. So
you're saying it is possible to get good grades and play at a high level on the field?
Oh, definitely. It's definitely possible. Trust me. If I could do it, anybody out there could do it because, you know, just it's like don't get me wrong. It's not an easy thing, but, you know, nothing is easy, you know, in this life. You know, anything that you want to be good at, or you want to be great at, you have to put time into it. So grades are not just going to be great. if you don't read or you don't do your assignments, you have to put in that extra work, you know, to make those grades be A's and B's. So that's, you know, definitely.
I love it.
Right.
I love it. I love it. So talk to me a little bit. You knew back in high school that you wanted to go D1, and unfortunately we didn't get it. You knew at Hargrave that you wanted to go D1, and unfortunately we didn't get it. And you chose San Mateo City, and I know the first year was a decent year, and then you got off your second year, and just because of some late qualifying deals, some of the schools backed off. And I know that there was a point. I know there was a point in time where you were low in limbo, and finally you ended up getting an offer from University of Nevada, Las Vegas, UNLV. Talk to me, Aaron, and we have roughly about 3 minutes to go, but talk to me about how it felt to finally get that scholarship offer off after all those years of hard work and the knee injury.
Words really can't describe how I felt for people in my family and friends and, you know, and whoever else. Words really can't describe how I felt. I was just really just so ecstatic that, like, man, this hard work.
It's
was,
almost,
you know,
surreal, huh? It's almost.
Yeah, I can't even explain it. It's just like a feeling, just like a rush just went through my body, man. And it was like, I just, the first
did,
thing.
Did it
honestly,
feel like confirmation for you?
It felt like confirmation.
Did it feel like confirmation?
It felt like confirmation. It felt great, you know. The first thing I did, honestly, I prayed and I said thank you, because it was like it finally happened. You know, all the hard work that I've been putting in for so long, and it finally came. It came true. So, you know, hey, you know, I can't really explain the feeling. It was just something that that I just love, man. It was crazy, you know. So,
and do you feel like you belong now that you have finally achieved your dream and you're on the college campus and you're playing against schools like Minnesota and schools like Hawaii and you're playing on TV? Do you feel like you belong?
Oh, it definitely feels like I belong. You know, just walking the campus life every day and getting on the football field, I'm, you know, doing what most dream and a lot would love to be in my position. So I take it in every single day. You know, I don't have not one day where it's like, oh, I could have did this or I couldn't. You know, I make it. So, like, I get every inch and minute, an hour out of this whole experience here, you know. So, definitely, you know, I definitely feel like I belong here. I'm one of the, you know, one of the receivers on the team that has an impact, you know. It's, you know, pretty good coaching out here. The coaching is good. You know, I'm finally getting coached up at my position, you know. So, I would definitely say that. I definitely belong here. And the funny thing is that I knew I belonged at somebody's D1 school. So, everything is really going great here. My grades are good, you know. So I would just say this is, you know, it's definitely like a warm feeling that I have, you know, finally get to be at a, you know, a big-time school. So I'm very appreciative, very proud of myself and others, and, you know, I'm just really excited about this opportunity, so.
Great, great. Well, we only got about 10 seconds here to go. In quick 10 seconds, what would you say to a kid that wants to be the next Aaron Criswell, a kid that wants to do what you're doing?
I would say never give up, no matter what happens, who tells you what that you can't do. As long as you believe that you can do it, nothing is impossible, period. Just get through grades, have a good work ethic, and most of all, have fun. And that's all I got to leave you with.
There you go. Well, we love you to death, man, and keep grinding, and we'll see you at the top, baby.